News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the HSE hopes that vaccinations of people aged in their 20s will begin in July or early August. And for more on all of this, we're joined by Paul Reid, CEO of the HSE. Paul, I know it's like Groundhog Day to some extent, you and I discussing vaccinations. And I understand entirely that the HSE has been at the mercy of supply chains and I suppose deficits in those supply chains. But can you give us some kind of clarity around what we might expect from the rollout of vaccine over the next month or two?
Yeah, good morning, Ciara. And it is only a few weeks, but it seems like a long time ago since we were talking about supply lines of about 40,000 per week. And now when we look, if we just look even into last week, for a look ahead, last week just finished yesterday, we had most likely over 340,000 vaccines administered in a week. Four of the 7 days had over 52,000 vaccines administered. So really strong week as we look through. And even yesterday with the good announcement of opening the vaccines to those over the age of 47,000 vaccines are registrations already up to this morning on that. So really strong momentum throughout. As we look forward, both last week, this week and the following week are quite strong in terms of supply lines. So we will be staying above the 300,000 per week vaccines administered and rolling out down through the ages as we are at the moment. So supply lines strong for the next 3 weeks. What then happens in July is we go back to forecasted levels, because these 3 weeks are a function of Pfizer in particular bringing forward deliveries from quarter three into June and quarter two. But then we go back to forecasted supply lines. So it does drop back to those levels of probably just around 200,000 in July. But still strong momentum as we head into it.
Okay. And I know that the previously sort of touted target of 80% of adults by the end of June is gone. But what kind of percentage by the end of June will we see? And I'm not saying asking this in a critical way. I'm just kind of trying to get a sense of where we're at. So by the end of June, it won't be 80%. What will it be?
Yeah, well, if you look at where we are today, I mean, there's just over 3.6 million administered in total. And that's dose ones. That's about 2.3 million, which is about two-thirds of the adult population. 66% today, if you take that. And then on the fully vaccinated, about 35% of the population are fully vaccinated. So that's kind of where we are today. If you look forward to the next couple of weeks, a lot of dose twos will continue on dose ones. So, you know, we'll be in the region of 70 or over 70%, I expect. But we have a key focus, obviously, on dose twos and also particularly on the AstraZeneca dose twos in the next few weeks.
So. We're about to see, I suppose, people in their 30s be allowed to register on the portal. And you've been going on that stepwise way down through the age group. So we're coming into the younger cohorts now. Vaccine hesitancy is different among the younger cohorts. They know that they're not at as much risk from COVID as the older population were. And it seems that many of them are more reluctant to take the vaccine. Are you concerned about this?
Well, we would obviously monitor this as well ourselves and do regular surveys. And survey indications are still quite strong about take-up as we move through the ages. Now, obviously, we've had very strong take-up, particularly, you know, even from the 50s up. It's been really strong. Ireland is ranked as one of the best in the world on take-up. So, obviously, yeah, we want to continue that process. I mean, the indications from yesterday are very strong, the registrations on the portal. And interestingly, over 99% of them have registered directly on the portal, so didn't go through a kind of support line, which is kind of indicative as we're heading into younger populations. So now we would be remaining confident, because I think there's been good take-up in Ireland. I think people want to see that continue. I think families have sacrificed so much. We do expect to see good take-up again.
Okay. Moving on to something else. We were talking earlier on the programme here, myself and Mark, about, I suppose, travel advice. We were told by the government, the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach told us about 4 weeks ago, 4 to 6 weeks ago, that we were signing up to the EU digital cert for travel, that meant we were going to be allowed to travel if we had a vaccine, if we had a negative PCR, or if we had a previous confirmed history of COVID. Last week, the head of NPHET, Dr. Tony Holohan, came out and said, you should only travel if you're vaccinated. So there is a variance in the advice that people are being given, I suppose, between government and NPHET. And that's unhelpful, I would suggest to you before we even ask you a question, but that's unhelpful, you know, mixed messages. What's the HSE's view on this?
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting one because, like with anything else with COVID, like everything else with COVID throughout, certainly NPHET and CMO give advice, and ultimately government have to evaluate that advice and make policy decisions. But it is also the individual personal risk assessment that people have always done and will always need to do, particularly in relation to travel. So from an HSE perspective, government will make the policy and that will determine policy direction. But what we would say, and I would say, is we're still dealing with a very live threat of the variant. You know, this is not a normal summer per se. Appreciate people, particularly young people, want to travel. But if you do look what's happening around the world, the UK have just recently announced they're going to keep the restrictions on overseas travel for now to protect against new variants. Belgium have banned travel in from the UK. So fully appreciate people need a break, particularly young people need a break. But there is a personal risk assessment, you know, that we all have to make. And the only last thing I'd say, personally from a HSE perspective, I remember giving advice to government back in the early stages, you know, and this year. And one of the strongest advice was we just can't let our health system go back to where we were in January for the public's perspective, for our patients' perspective and our staff perspective. So, you know, we're still dealing with a very, very real life threat from the Delta variant.
And that brings us nicely on to the Delta variant. And we know that the Delta variant, that, you know, a couple of things is that it is more transmissible. So those unvaccinated are at risk of it. But we do know that COVID has been, and that was something else Tony Holohan said last week, has been largely eliminated in vaccinated groups. Our vulnerable groups are almost entirely vaccinated, Paul. I mean, how big a risk does it really pose? Because even if it has a large spreading of cases throughout maybe the younger populations, the likelihood of our hospitals being overrun or us seeing deaths on the kind of scale we saw before, I mean, that's a very small likelihood, surely.
Yeah, look, and there's more real-world evidence emerging from many countries across the world about transmission and how it transmits or doesn't transmit amongst vaccinated people or younger people. And certainly you are much stronger protected when you're fully vaccinated, as in you've had your two doses. And indications are from the Delta variant, with AstraZeneca, you're 92% protection against hospitalisation and 96% with Pfizer. So it does protect people in hospitalisation. That being said, you know, there is still world evidence of people transmitting the virus and people becoming sick with the virus too, you know, having been vaccinated. So it's still early stages. And I think what we've all learned about COVID to date is evidence emerges, policy changes, you know, quite quickly.
All right, so it's
still a concern. Yeah.
A watch this space kind of a scenario. Can I ask you one last question? A text has come in and we were discussing it here on the programme and it says, so the HSE are advising if you are over 80, you can now just go to the pharmacy for a dose of Janssen. I'm over 60. I've gotten my first dose of AstraZeneca, but there's no sign of a second dose. Should I just rock up to the pharmacy for a Janssen one now?
No, just to reassure your texter, we are now completing the vaccinations, dose twos, in an accelerated way of all those people who've had the AstraZeneca dose one. It'll be completed and people will hear from us, and it's already started. It's been almost 100,000 completed this week. It'll be completed by the week commencing the 19th of July. People will receive it, as 450,000 people will receive their second dose through the vaccination centres. That's the process. The Janssen is purely for the over 50s who wouldn't have ever received the...
So will that person not qualify if they go to... Because I know what you're saying, that's still a month's time, and I'm sure there are people kind of going, I can see my pharmacy has given out Janssen jabs. You know, will I just get one? Are you saying that they don't qualify to get that Janssen jab?
Yeah, if I heard you correctly, that person had received their first dose of AstraZeneca.
Yes, that's what they said. It's just a text
that
came in. No,
they would receive their second dose of AstraZeneca through the vaccination process over the next 3 weeks.
All right. Yeah. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning on the programme. That is Paul Reid, their CEO of the HSE.